神住在境界的里面。
As though God dwells in a bush.
神住在他的里面。
God dwells in him.
他外面是人。
Outside he is man.
他里面是神。
But inside he is God.
神与他同在。
God was with him.
神住在他的里面。
God dwells within him.
神说这是我的爱子。
God says this is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
With whom I'm pleased.
我们知道神不但是住在他的里面。
Not only God dwells within him.
并且神在他里面说话。
And God speaks through him.
神怎样在境界里面说话？
How does God speak through a bush? A thorn bush.
神境界在基督耶稣里说话。
God speaks through the Lord Jesus.
我们知道希伯来书第一章告诉我们说。
We know that in Hebrew chapter 1,
神在古时的时候。
In the past,
借着众先知。
God through the prophets.
对我们的父老。
And through the, to our fathers,
多次多方地说话。
And they spoke in many ways.
但是在这末后的日子，
But in the last day,
神在他的儿子里面说话。
God speak in his son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神今天在主耶稣里面说话。
God speaks today through the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是神的话。
Because God, the Lord Jesus is God's word.
神在主耶稣里面所说的话。
God, all the words God said through the Lord Jesus,
那是最重的话语。
They are the most important words.
那是最后的话语。
They are the most,
the final word.
The final word.
在主耶稣里面说的话，人就不应当再说话。
When the Lord Jesus has spoken, we should not say any further.
因为神要说的话都已经说完了。
All that God wants to say, He had already said.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
他在地上的时候。When
spoke God to us.
他把谁向我们说明了。
He manifest God to us.
那么火在哪里烧？
Fire was burning there.
这个火就是代表圣灵。
The fire represents the Holy Spirit.
我们记得我们的主耶稣不但从圣灵而生的。
The Lord Jesus was not born of the Spirit.
并且他受洗了之后，圣灵像鸽子一样就降住在他的身上。
When he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down and dwelt in him.
当他出来传道的时候，他满有圣灵的能力。
And when he came to preach the gospel, he was full of power.
他借着圣灵的能力来完成神差遣他来做的工作。
And because through the power of the Holy Spirit, he accomplished God's work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个就是神的奥秘。
This is the mystery of God.
神的奥秘就在这个火烧的境界里面向摩西打开。
God's mystery through this burning bush unveiled to Moses.
我们今天如果要侍奉神的话，
If we are to serve the Lord today,
我们必须要认识神的奥秘。
We need to understand God's mystery.
我们需要看见这个火烧的境界。
We have to see the meaning of this burning bush.
我们需要认识那道成肉身的耶稣。
We must know the incarnate Lord Jesus.
我们需要听见神在他儿子里面说话。
We have to hear God is speaking through the Lord Jesus.
我们记得在登山电话的上面。
We remember on the Mount of Transfiguration.
神在天上说话说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。
And the Lord said, this is my beloved son to whom I'm more pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen to him.
我们要听见他的声音。
We must hear his voice.
我们也要看见。
We are also have to say,
我们的主在地上所做的工作都是借着圣灵的。
All the works of the Lord Jesus on this earth is all work through the Holy Spirit.
他借着那永远的灵，把自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
Through the eternal Spirit, he offered himself up as offering.
一次就成就了救赎的工作。
And once he finished the work of redemption.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's mystery.
这是我们需要看见。
This is what we have to see.
否则的话，我们没有办法。
Otherwise, we cannot be in the place of leadership.
我们没有办法侍奉神。
We have no way of serving the Lord.
但是这个境界也有第二方面的看见。
But this burning bush has a second meaning.
神借着火烧的境界给摩西看见神对以色列人所定规的旨意。
God through this burning bush revealed to Moses the mystery of Israel.
以色列人在当时的时候是在埃及做奴隶。
In those days, Israelites were in Egypt as slaves.
他们好像境界一样。
As they were a burning bush.
好像
thorn bushes.
他们好像是境界一样。
As though they were all thorn bushes.
是在可以是背井自缚了。
They are of
very long.
very low.
And they suffered
the oppression of Egyptians. But God allowed Moses to see something. As far as on a human eyes, the Israelites were nothing but thorn bushes. But God was in the midst of them. They were not destroyed because God was in the midst. Fire was burning. They had many, many trials. As though many, many trials and tribulations came among his people. The more they were oppressed, the more they increased. As though fire cannot consume them. And not only cannot consume them, they even glow with a bright flame. Even grow and grow. And God told Moses, this is my people. Even though they are nothing but thorn bushes, but I am with them. Even though I allow them to go through many difficulties, but through all this trouble, I will bring them to glory. And this is my purpose for the nation of Israel. And Moses saw this. And then when he see as far as what is concerned, he had a direction. Brothers and sisters, we can use this and apply it to the church. Because Israelites are the earthly God's chosen people. And we are the chosen, we are the heavenly people. So in a way we can say that this burning bush represents the church. Now, what kind of people are in the church? Church is with those who are sinners obtain grace. We are all sinners. We are all under curse. Since the Lord has brought us to himself, because of us he became a curse. And he called us saints. From human point of view, the world look at us, the world like a church as though we are burning bush. They see nothing of us. Because we are in the sight of the world, we are of no account. Because even on our own sight, we know we are nothing. But thank God. They look at us, we are nothing but thorn bushes. But thank God our Lord dwells in us. The Lord said, when two or three, whenever there's two or three that are gathered in my name, I'll present myself in the midst of them. Even though we are thorn bushes, but God take us to be his dwelling
place.
He desires to dwell in the midst of us. So this fire represents the work of the Holy Spirit, the discipline of the Holy Spirit. We obtain grace. We became the church. And the Lord is in our midst. But in our lives, there are many things that are not pleasing to him. There are many things that we cannot correspond to his nature. And so the Holy Spirit is just like fire, disciplining us. He's burning within us. Gentiles.
It's
all that is of the flesh, he burned them away.
And
all that it is of the natural, he's consumed
them. And
all that is from the world, he consumed them.
And
all that is from sin, he consumed
them. And
all that is from self, he consumed
them.
But one interesting
thing.
Even as his soul is burned and burning,
and
we're still there.
Not
only still
there,
but we are glowing.
We are glowing.
Because we are transforming.
We are
from, we move, transform from glory
to glory.
We are changed by the Holy Spirit.
According
to his image, he changes.
Brothers
and sisters,
one
day God will obtain a glorious church.
没有瑕疵,
no shame, no blemish.
乃是圣洁,
holy without blemish. This is God's purpose for the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要看见这个意象,
you need to see this vision.
如果你没有看见这个意象,
if you do not see this vision,
你怎么能工作呢?
How can you work?
你看到弟兄姊妹, 你看见弟兄姊妹,
when you see brothers and sisters
在教会的里面,
in the church,
都像一股, 一股一股的境界一样,
and they all like from bushes. The more we look at them, the more we discourage. And then on the other hand, we look at ourselves, we also get discouraged. We are all nothing but thorn bushes. If you put all these thorn bushes together, still thorn bushes.
没有可夸的地方,
there's nothing to boast.
你看我是境界, 我看你是境界,
you look at me, I'm a thorn bush, I look at you, you also a thorn bush.
我请看你, 你请看我,
so I look you down, you look
at me. 我们在神的面前算不得什么,
and the Son of God, we are nothing.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们有的时候说还要算了吧,
we say, oh, let's give it up.
Allow
the Holy Spirit to
burn
it. But, you know, it's just occupy an empty place. If you put it there, it still will not
suffer.
Yeah, we'll phone each other.
And
it will be better if the Lord consume us all and get rid of us.
And
this is the easy way out. No work. Finished. Is this the way? Because we have no vision. If we have vision,
we
will see.
Even though
we are all this or not nothing,
we are all
difficult people.
Even though
we are full of
bones, but
marvelous thing that God dwells in the midst of us. The Lord wear a crown of
thorns.
He make his crown of thorns as a crown of glory.
你知道这个荆棘的冠冕,
do you know the meaning of
it?
That crown is yours.
We
are that crown
of
thorns. Pierce his head. But he maintained his glory. He wants to dwell in the midst of us. He used the fire of the Spirit to burn us. He's very patient. He's there burning. He wants to get rid of all that is impure. He wants to transform us. Brothers and sisters, thank God and
pray.
We have hope.
Because
we know God is the midst of
us. If
God is not in the midst of
us,
then we will be all consumed to nothing.
If
God is in our
midst,
the more we are burning, the more we grow. The Holy Spirit in the church
is
doing the work of disciplining. Allow us to grow
and
thank God. That day will come. The church will become a glorious church. No blemish and no
wrinkle.
Glory without, holy without blemish.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你看见这个的话,
if you see this vision,
你才能侍奉神,
then you can serve the Lord.
你知道神究竟在这里做什么?
Do you know what God is doing?
你里面有盼望,
you have hope.
无论地上的光景如何,
no matter what kind of condition
you are in,
inside we are sure.
神要得着他所要得着的,
God wants to get what he's after. So we have to have a vision for our work.
第三方面,
the third point.
这个荆棘被火烧,
this burning bush, the Lord allows him, Moses, to see himself. God, the mystery of the vessel of God whom he wants to use. Not only God is a mystery, the church is a mystery, the vessel of God is also a mystery. What kind of vessel is God? There are nothing but thorn bushes.
在40年之前,
40 years ago, Moses thought he was a palm tree. Yeah.
好像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说的，他以为自己是棕树，
he thought he was a palm tree,
高高顶天，
very very tall,
因为这样才能得胜，
he thought this way he can gain victory.
但是他不认识自己，
for if we cannot,
神就对付他，
God deal with him,
让他失败，
allow him to fail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
属灵的领袖，
spiritual leadership,
常常在失败的里面学了功课，
we often learn valuable lessons in our failure. Because we failed, because we knew ourselves. So one day Moses acknowledged, I'm nothing but a thorn bush. God said, you are a thorn bush. Moses also said, I am. I am useless. Thorn bush is absolutely useless. You cannot use thorn bush to make a table. And even though you use thorn bush to burn fire, it's even useless. Because it burns up instantly. You cannot keep warm. They are absolutely useless. Not only useless, it's damaging. Because they have thorns. You have thorns
too.
This is the verse that God is looking for.
神不用中树,
God will not use a palm tree.
神用境界,
God is using a thorn
bush. 摩西啊,
Moses, you are a thorn bush.
但是我与你同在,
but I am with you.
因为我与你同在,
because I'm with you.
所以虽然你经过许多的艰难,
and because no matter what you go through,
这些不过是我的管制,
those are nothing but my hands to discipline you.
我用这些来接近你,
I use these things to purify you.
我用这些来减少你,
I use all these trials to decrease you.
我用这些来叫你变化,
I use them to transform you.
我要叫你发光,
I want you to shine.
我与你同在,
I'm with you.
我的灵乃是在你的身上,
and my spirit is in you.
基督的灵你能做大事,
through my spirit you can do great work.
你能拯救我的百姓脱离埃及,
you can deliver my people out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是神对于他器皿的启示,
this is God's revelation to his vessel.
我们需要这样的启示,
we need this kind of revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们是神的器皿,
we are God's vessel.
但是如果我们以为自己是棕树的话,
if we think we are palm trees, God cannot use us.
有一天,
one day we acknowledge we are nothing but a thorn bush.
我们稀奇,
we marvel.
为什么神允许许许多多的事情领导我们?
Why does God allow all these things to come into our lives?
为什么在我们一生之中有许多的遭遇?
Why in our lives we have so many difficulties?
为什么有那么多的十字架?
Why this the cross was so heavy?
为什么有多这么多的受苦?
With all this suffering, One day we'll see. The Lord allow all these things to come into your life. He wants to change you. He is with you. If not the Lord with us, long long we perish. Not because he's mercy. We all long, long ago we perish. But because he mercy, we still can go through. God is still with us. We acknowledge. Not rely on our natural strength. Not on our
power.
But it's according to his might. One day, when we have this kind of knowledge, we will see. Then God can begin to use you. Then God can send you. And he can send you to the work that he wants you to do. So, brothers and sisters, we need vision. We need to see the burning bush. If you do not see this, you do not know God. You do not know God's people. And you don't know yourself. If this is the conclusion, how can we serve God? How can we lead others? May God have mercy. May we see the burning bush. In the New Testament, there's another person. That's Paul. Paul, before he encountered vision on his way to Damascus, he had service. He was very zealous. And he was out there to arrest those who of the way. And he accused them and sentenced them. And he thought he was serving God. His service is without vision. His service was according to man's tradition. He had no heavenly vision. At that time, Paul was Saul the Pharisee. The tradition Saul received at the time we can consider is the best. The tradition among the Jewish religion, they are the best in the world. And even at that time, many of the Gentiles, they will become proselytes. And because they see something in Jewish religion, something that's pure. And Paul received the Pharisees' teaching. He followed the tradition of the fathers. According to this tradition, he thought that Jesus Christ was an imposter. He need to be persecuted. Need to be get rid of. This is why we are to serve God. Even Paul was a young man. He was one of the prominent young men in those days. He was already a leader. He was the leader in the persecution of God's people. He thought he was serving God. Brothers and sisters, there are many, many people serving the Lord today. They have no heavenly vision. They do it according to man's tradition. Even man's best tradition. When you serve God according to tradition, how can you know how you are there against God? You are there against God. You are not there serving God. But they do not know. One day, on his way to Damascus, heaven opened on him, and he fell flat on the ground. He's, he saw a vision.
他看见了主耶稣,
he saw the Lord Jesus.
他听见天上有声音说,
he heard a voice from heaven.
沙罗,
Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我?
Why you persecute me?
你用脚踢刺是难的,
to kick a goat is hard.
他说主啊, 你是谁呢?
He said, Lord, who are you?
主说我就是你所逼迫拿撒勒人耶稣。
The Lord said, I am Jesus who you are persecuting.
沙罗就是主啊,
the Lord, Paul said, Lord, what you want me to do?
从那一天起,
from that moment on,
从法利赛人扫罗,
from Pharisees, from Paul and Pharisees,
他就变成使徒,
he becomes apostle Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当他工作快要完的时候,
when he's toward the end of his ministry,
他在亚基伯王面前做见证,
when he stands before King Agrippa,
他说亚基伯王啊,
he said, King Agrippa,
我故此没有违背那从天上来的意思,
he said, I was not disobedient to the vision.
从那一天大马士路上开始,
from that day on the way to Damascus,
一直到保罗在罗马寻道,
until the day that he was martyred in Rome,
他一生一世,
all throughout his life,
他所有的事情,
all of his ministry,
他所有的工作,
all his work,
他所有的奔跑,
all his labor,
他都根据这天上的意思,
everything was according to the vision he saw.
他说我没有违背那种天上的意思,
he said, I was not disobedient to the vision.
我今天在那里讲道,
when I preach,
我是根据天上的意象,
it's according to the vision I saw.
我今天在那里行路,
when I was on my way traveling,
我是根据天上的意象,
I was there on account of the vision I saw.
我今天建立教会,
today I build the church,
我是根据天上的意象,
I do it according to the vision I saw.
我今天受苦,
today I suffer,
我根据天上的意象,
it's because of the vision I saw.
我在这里写书信,
here I'm writing an epistle,
是根据天上的意象,
because of the vision I saw. Everything he did was according to the vision he saw.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
天上的意象控制了保罗的一生,
heavenly vision took hold of Paul's life.
难怪他临终的时候,
no wonder at the end of his life,
他能说,
he can say,
我当跑的路跑尽了,
I have run the race,
应收的刀收住了,
I have kept the faith,
当打的仗打完了,
I have fought the good fight.
从今以后,
from now on,
有公义的冠冕,
there's a crown of righteous waiting for me.
为什么?
Why?
因为他没有违背那种天上来的意象,
because he did not disobey,
有一天,
heavenly vision.
在基督的台前,
one day before Christ,
保罗本人也好,
Paul himself,
他的侍奉也好,
Paul his ministry,
将来被火试验的时候,
when the fire refined,
都是金银宝石的,
there'll be nothing but gold and silver and precious stone,
都能存到永远的里面,
and they are materials for eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们今天的侍奉有没有意见?
Brothers and sisters, we have vision in our service. We do not have time to see what Paul saw of the heavens. We only mention the vision Paul saw is a heavenly man. Paul saw the heavenly man. The head, the risen Christ,
身体,
the body,
乃是所有被主拯救的人,
the body is those who are redeemed.
保罗看见了这个意象,
Paul saw this vision.
他看见耶稣是主,
he saw the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
他看见教会是基督的身体,
he saw the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者,
it's full of the fullness of God.
难怪保罗他认识主,
no wonder Paul knows the Lord.
他认识教会,
he knows the church.
他知道他在这里工作做什么,
he knows what he's doing.
他不是打空气,
he is not fighting the air.
他在那里照着神的旨意来侍奉,
he do it according to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是我们在神面前,
this is what we need,
所需要,
before the Lord.
求主给我们意象,
may the Lord give us a vision.
感谢赞美主,
thank God.
我们的神乐意, mm-hmm.
It's God's pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
如果我们祈求,
if we seek,
求神给我们智慧启示的灵,
give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
他就要赐给我们,
and He will give it to us.
让我们有一点的祷告,
let's have a time of prayer.
第十二章,
let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
我们从第六节念起，念到第十二节。
We'll read from verse 6 to 12.
我们再看约书亚记。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
我们从第五节念起。
We'll read from verse 5.
念到第九节。
You go.
十七节和十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
我们再看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第五章，我们从第五节念起。
First Peter chapter 5, and we'll begin reading from verse 5.
第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
你再看雅各书。
We look at the book of James.
雅各书第五章。
James 5.
第十节第十一节
Verses 10 and 11、
我们曾一再地说领袖乃是神主宰的拣选。
We have been saying that the chosen of a vessel is up to God's sovereignty.
这并不是由于人，也不是借着人。
It is not of man and nor through the agency of man.
乃是神他主宰的拣选。
It is God in His sovereignty He does the choosing.
当神在那里拣选的时候，他并不根据我们天然所有的。
When God chooses a person, He does not rely on the person's natural ability.
很多的时候，我们天然越多，所有的越多，反而在神的拣选上成了一个拦阻。
Oftentimes, the more natural energy and talents we haveAnd they are the hindrance to God's chosen of us.
但是这并不是说神拣选人就毫无条件。
It does not mean that when God chose a person, He has no requirement.
神在那里所拣选的人必须有一颗心是向着他的。
The person who God wants must have a heart toward himself.
必须愿意把自己放在神的手里。
Must be willing to place himself in the hands of God.
让神在他的身上做深切的工作。
Allow the Lord to do a deep work in his life.
凡是拒绝十字架的对付的人都是选不上的人。
Those who refuse to work the cross are the ones who will not be chosen.
所以我们看见一面仅是神的拣选。
So one side we see is the sovereignty of God does the choosing.
另外一面在人的身上也有所配合。
And on the human side, there must be something that would fit or correspond to God's heart.
神必须在我们人的身上工作。
God must do a work in our heart.
这样他所要求的条件能成成就在人的身上。
So that all his requirements could be met in our heart.
这样神才能用这样的人做属灵的领袖。
And therefore God can choose such a person to be a spiritual leader.
我们昨天早晨在这里谈到第一件事。
Yesterday we mentioned one thing.
就是神在人身上所必须做的工作。
Is the thing that God must do in the vessel.
如果在人的身上连这一个也没有的话，
If God cannot find this thing in the vessel,
这样的人就不能站在领导的地位上。
This person cannot stand in a place of leadership.
因为这个就是意向的问题。
This is a matter of vision.
一个做领导的人，他必须从神那里接受天上的意向。
The person who is in a place of leadership must receive a vision from the Lord.
否则的话，他像一个瞎眼的人领导瞎眼的人一样。
Otherwise, he'll be like a blind who is leading the blind.
他必须要明白神的奥秘。
He must know the mystery of God.
他必须要明白神对教会的奥秘。
He must know God's mystery concerning the church.
他也必须要明白神所拣选的器皿的奥秘。
He must know the mystery of the vessel.Whom God has chosen.
他需要有摩西所看见的那个金界火焰的意象。
He must see what Moses saw on that burning bush.
他也必须要像保罗一样看见那天上的意象。
He must like Paul saw a heavenly vision.
有了这样的意象，
When you have such a vision,
他在前面有方针。
Then he has direction.
前面有道路，
Then there's a way.
他才知道说究竟 他最终的那一个结果是在哪里
Then he knows his final destiny
他必须有先见之明
He must see clearly
他必须对属灵的事情也更透彻地看见
And he must see through spiritual things clearly
这样他才能领导神的百姓
Therefore he can lead God's people
所以今天我们在神的面前
Therefore, we are before the Lord.
我们需要谦卑在神的面前。
We need to be humble before the Lord.
因为说到异象这一件事
，When it comes to the matter of vision,
实在说来，不是我们人自己所能得到的。
It is not something we can obtain ourselves.
可以说，神愿意向什么人显现，神就向谁显现。
In a way, when God wants to reveal to a certain person, He will reveal to a certain.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But thank God,
因为他是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
Because it's His pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
我常常。说一句话
I often say
当你到去看望弟兄姊妹的时候
When you go visiting brothers and sisters
如果那个家庭里头刚是生了一个小 baby 的话
If a new baby was born in the family
当你进到这一家人家去的时候
And the moment you enter into the home
你实在不需要说我要看看你的 baby
You don't need to say I want to see your baby
因为你一打进门他就要把那个 baby 拿出来给你看
Because the moment you enter the house the mother will show off the baby
因为做父母的人乐意将他的孩子要显明在人的面前
Because the parents willingly, eagerly to reveal or to show off the baby to you.
这也可以代表一点神的心。
This could represent the heart of God.
神的心是何等的愿意把他的儿子启示给我。
God's heart is longing to reveal His Son to you and to us.
为什么我们不能得着这个启示呢？
And how come we cannot receive this revelation?
为什么我们看不见天上的异象？
How come we cannot see this heavenly vision?
不是神不乐意将他的儿子启示给我。
But God is not willing to reveal His Son to us.
那是因为我们的心向着神是关闭。
Because our heart toward God is closed.
我们的背是向着神。
Our back is toward the Lord.
所以神就没有办法把这些的启示给我们。
Therefore, God is not able to reveal Himself.
什么时候我们的心转向他
？Whenever our hearts are turned toward the Lord.
我们脸上的帕子就被挪去了。
The veil of our eyes is removed.
我们就看见主的荣耀。
And we see His glory.
我们就要荣上加荣的变化
And we'll be changed from glory to glory
我们就要被圣灵来做变化的
And we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of transformation
所以圣经说清心的人有福了
So the scripture says those pure in heart they are blessed are those who pure in heart
因为他们必要看见神
Because they shall see、God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们需要谦卑在神的面前
We need to be humble before God
把我们的心向神打开
Allow our hearts to turn toward the Lord
我们需要求神赐我们智慧和启示的灵
We have to pray that the Lord will give the spirit of wisdom and revelation
神就必定要把他的奥秘向我们启示
And then God will reveal His mystery to us
因为我们的神并不偏待人
Because our God is fair
他并不根据我们的人聪明和愚拙
He does not rely on our natural wisdom
乃是完全根据他自己的怜悯
It's all dependent upon His mercy
这是我们昨天早晨在这里交通的
That was what we shared yesterday morning
今天早上我们愿意继续下去
This morning we want to go a step further
神所拣选的领袖
the leadershipWhom God is looking for,
在他的身上必须有底下那一些的条件。
They must have the following conditions.
当然，这些的条件都不是人天然所有的。
All these conditions we do not have naturally.
这些的条件都是神借着他的灵在我们身上所造成的。
All these conditions are the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart.And they're produced in our lives.
当然我们承认说异象是第一件事
But we say vision is the first thing.
第二件的事情
The second thing
乃是管制
is discipline.
我们知道我们不但需要有所看见
We not only have to see something.
我们必须要 让神在我们身上有管制的工作。
We need the Holy Spirit to have that work of discipline in our lives.
一个人如果他不能克服他自己的话，
If a person cannot discipline himself,
这个人根本就不配做领导的人。
Then he's not qualified to be a leader.
在箴言里头告诉我们说，
In the book of Proverbs,
克服己心的胜过许成。
Yeah, if you can conquer yourself, it's greater than conquering a city.
人如果不能克服他自己的心，
if you not conquer your own heart,
就好像一个毁坏的城市没有城墙一样。
It's like a city that's ruined without walls.
所以我们要看见说一个被神使用的人。
So we want to see the one who can be used of the Lord.
他需要先克服他的自己。
He must conquer himself.
他必须让圣灵在环境的里面来管制他。
He must allow the Holy Spirit to discipline him through the environment.
他必须让圣灵在他的里面管教他。
He must allow the Holy Spirit to instruct him from within.
如果一个人他不肯接受神的管制，
If a person cannot receive God's discipline,
他要随着他自己的意思而活的话，
And want to live a life according his own natural wishes,
这个人神没有办法使用。
This kind of person God cannot use.
我们知道管制这个字与门徒这个字是出于同一的字根。
We know that the word discipline and the word discipleship or disciple are connected together.
我们必须先要做门徒。
First, we must be a disciple.
门徒就是受主管制的人。
Disciples are the ones who are under the discipline of the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣在哪里呼召人来做他的门徒。
And so the Lord is calling people to become his disciple.
当主呼召人来做门徒的时候，
So when the Lord called people to become disciples,
每一次在四福音里头，你看见说，
In the Gospels we can see,
每一次主在哪里呼召人做他的门徒，
Whenever he called people to become disciples,
那些应召的人必须要撇下一切来跟从他。
Those who want to be disciples, they must give up everything in order to follow him.
如果有人还在那里留恋他的过去，
If you have something to look back or holding back,
这个人就不配做主的门徒。
Then you are not qualified to be a disciple.
那就是说，
That is to say,
如果今天要做门徒的话，
If you want to be a disciple today,
你必须把你自己全部交在主的手里头。
You must totally giving yourself to the Lord.
你不能为做自己还有保留。
You cannot preserve anything for yourself.
你不能保留你自己的主权。
You cannot preserve your own rights.
你得让主把你来管制。
You must be under the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
让主来教育你。
Allow the Lord to instruct you.
让主在你的身上有完全的自由工作。
Allow the Lord to have absolute authority, freedom to do his work in you.
这样他能把人造成一个有用的器皿。
Then he can educate you into a useful vessel.
所以凡是不能做门徒的人，
For those who cannot be disciples,
都是不能做领袖的人。
They cannot be leaders.
我们许多的时候盼望能做领导的人。
We wish sometimes, we all wish to be a leader.
但是我们不肯做学习的人。
But we are unwilling to be a disciple.
实在说来，管教乃是学习功课。
Strictly speaking, disciplining is learning.
我们怎么能在神的面前有属灵的学习呢？
How can we learn lessons before the Lord?
我们所有属灵的学习都是从管教里面来的。
All our spiritual lessons come from discipline.
如果我们没有属灵的学习，
If there's no spiritual learning,
我们就没有办法来帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Then we cannot help others, those are in need.
因为今天的问题并不是一个世界上面的工作。
Today, what we engage is not like the world, this is business of the world.
今天我们的侍奉乃是一个属灵的侍奉。
Because what we're engaging in is a spiritual ministry.
我们的侍奉乃是把人带到主的面前。
Our ministry is to bring people to the Lord.
我们的侍奉乃是把主带到人的中间去。
Our ministry is to bring the Lord to the people.
我们的侍奉并不是光在这里讲一点道。
Our ministry is not just simply
preaching.
我们的侍奉并不是光在那里做一些的事。
Our ministry is just doing things.
我们的侍奉乃是把基督分给别人。
Our ministry is simply impart Christ to others.
如果我们今天自己在神的面前没有学习,
if today we have nothing from the Lord,
我们对于基督没有学习,
we have not learned anything from the Lord Jesus,
我们怎样来学习基督呢?
How can we learn Christ?
乃是从管教里面来学习。
It's through the work of discipline.
一个在神面前多受管制的人,
the more we are disciplined by the Lord,
这个人的身上基督的成分就越多,
there will be more measure of Christ in his life.
所以在希伯来书12章才这样地说,
and so Hebrews 12 tells us,
神在那里像父亲一样, 他来管教我们。
God is like a father who disciplines us.
他管教我们因为他爱我们。
He disciplines us because he loves us.
他要我们成器。
He wants us to grow up.
他要我们成为儿子。
He wants us to be son.
不是光光是一个小婴孩。
Not only a baby.
他要接受管教, 叫我们能长大成人。
Through discipline, he wants us to mature and grow up.
神为说爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
他要在我们身上施管教。
He wants to do the work of discipline.
在管教的时候是痛苦的。
When we are disciplined, we feel painful.
因为就着我们肉体来说, 我们是不愿意的,
because according to the flesh we do not desire discipline.
但是经过了管教之后,
but after we've been disciplined,
就结出仁义的果子,
and there'll be a fruit of righteousness,
叫我们在他的圣洁上有份,
and there will be in his, we'll have a share in his holiness.
那就是说,
that is to say,
叫我们认识基督,
we know Christ.
叫基督能主治在我们的里面,
allow Christ to incorporate into us.
我们就能把基督分给其他人,
and then we can impart Christ to others.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
凡是不愿意受管制的人,
if you do not willing to be disciplined,
这样的人, 他就没有丰富的恩典能分给别人,
then you will have no grace to impart Christ to others.
所以我们看见说,
so we see here,
神为说要使用我们的缘故,
because God wants to use you,
祂需要在我们身上多多地管制我们,
he needs to do the work of disciplining.
当神的管制领导我们的时候,
so when he's disciplining us,
究竟我们的态度如何,
how is our attitude,
我们是不是在那里轻看神的管教,
are we there lightly looking at his discipline,
或者我们在他管教的底下, 我们灰心丧胆,
or are we discouraged, despair because of his discipline,
还是我们接受神的管制,
or we receive his discipline,
凭着一个感激的心来接受他的管制,
with a joyful heart receiving the discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要看见在历史的里面,
we can see in the history,
在圣经的历史里,
in the history of the Bible,
在教会的历史里面,
in the history of the church,
那些被神选上的人, 都是在神手里多受管制的人,
those who were chosen by the Lord and used by the Lord, there were those who were disciplined by him.
管制越多, 功用越大,
the more they were disciplined, the more they're useful.
管制越少, 功用越小,
the less they're disciplined, the least they're useful.
没有管制就没有用处,
no discipline, useless.
我们还是愿意从旧约里面拣选一个例子, 从新约里也拣选一个例子,
we'll take an example from the Old Testament, an example from the New Testament.
我想从旧约里面我们要拣选例子的话, 最明显的就是大卫,
the best example we can take in the Old Testament is David.
大卫乃是一个领袖,
David was a leader,
圣经称他为大卫王,
and the scripture described as King David.
大卫是神所拣选的,
David was a chosen vessel of God.
我们在大卫的身上实在看见神主宰的拣选,
we can see in his life the sovereignty of God in his choosing.
因为就着他的环境来说, 好像是与被拣选做领袖是完全相反的,
if we look at his background, there's nothing in his background that qualifies him to become a leader.
因为按照人来看,
according to human way of thinking,
大卫那是耶西的儿子,
David was the son of Jesse,
他是耶西最小的一个儿子,
and he's the youngest in the family.
就都普通来说, 最小的儿子总是父母最喜欢的,
humanly speaking, the youngest is the one who most loved the parents.
但是很稀奇, 在耶西的家里头不是这样。
But interesting enough, in this particular case, it was not so.
虽然大卫是最小的, 第八个,
Even David was the youngest, number 8.
但是他的父亲根本就不把他放在眼中。
But the parents did not put him in his eye.
他的父亲让他到旷野里头去看羊群。
The parents let him go into the wilderness to keep sheep.
当撒母耳要在耶西的儿子里高一个来做王的时候,
So when the Lord asked Samuel to anoint a person to be king of Israel,
耶西他认为说七个儿子都有可能性，这个第八个是无用的人。
And Jesse thought that all the seven other sons, they do have a qualification, but not this youngest one.
所以连大卫他都没有叫他回来。
So David was not asked to come home.
感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
虽然撒母耳也有他的弱点。
Even Samuel had his weakness.
因为他告扫罗的时候，扫罗是高人。
Because when he anointed Saul, Saul was taller than anyone else. So when he came to Jesse's home to anoint one of his sons to be king, so when the eldest son of Jesse paraded through before Samuel, because he was tall and good looking, and Samuel thought in his heart, this must be the one.
但是神说他不是看人的外貌, 他是看人的内心。
And the Lord said, I do not look at the outside of a person, I look at the heart.
感谢神, 撒母耳学了一个功课。
Thank God Samuel learned a lesson.
一个一个儿子经过都不是。
So one by one they walked before Samuel.
神没有拣选他们。
God did not choose anyone.
撒母耳就问耶西说都在这里吗?
Samuel asked Jesse, are all your sons here?
不,还有一个最小的在看羊。
We still have a youngest one who is out in the wilderness.
所以我们看见环境实在是完全相反的。
So we can see that environment is so contrary to what God wants.
这个大卫是他的父亲所轻看的。
David was not highly esteemed by his parents.
不但是这样,
not only that,
连他的哥哥们都是看轻他。
Even his brothers, they don't think much of him.
你们记得到他的父亲差他到战场上去看望他哥哥的时候。
You remember the father sent him to the battlefront to visit his brethren.
他的哥哥就误会他。
And the brother misunderstood him.
因为他喜欢看打仗的热闹。
Because he was curious to see to see the fighting.
所以我们看见大卫这个人的境遇。
So we can see the condition of David.
当他被神在以色列人中显明的时候,
when he was revealed among the sons of Israel,
他在那里把哥利亚打死了,
and he slew Goliath.
那可以说大卫现在那是被众人所知道了。
So we can see that David is now well known by all the people.
但是立刻就遭遇扫罗的嫉妒。
But at that time, Saul was jealous of him.
虽然他是神的受膏者,
even though he was anointed by God,
但是他逃难,
he escaped.
他被扫罗在那里追驱逐,
he was chased and persecuted by Saul.
他承认他自己不过像一条死狗一样,
so he considered himself as a dead dog.
不过像个跳蚤一样,
as though he was a flea.
他实在在磨难的中间,
and through all his trials,
他认识了他的自己,
he learned to know himself.
虽然神给他两次的机会,
God has given him twice,
也可以拯救他的自己脱离扫罗的手,
to deliver himself from the hands of Saul,
并且他的部下也叫他起来把扫罗杀了,
and even his followers encouraged him to Saul. And if that's the case, all his problems will be solved.
神岂不高他为王吗?
Because God anointed him king.
他岂不应当在王位上吗?
And he should be on the throne to be a king.
但是他不敢伸手来摸神的手膏者。
He dared not to lay his hand on God's anointing.
他宁可在那里经过更多的痛苦。
He was willing to suffer even more.
虽然他是神的受膏者,
even he was anointed,
他不敢把自己推到前面,
he dare not to push himself to take the place of leadership.
如果神告他,
If the Lord anointed him,
生时候到的时候,
when the time comes,
他不需要为着自己争什么,
he doesn't need to struggle for himself.
神会把他放在王位的上面,
God himself will place him on the throne.
所以到他30岁的时候,
so at the age of 30,
他才在希伯伦做王,
and he became a king in Hebron.
有7年零6个月的功夫,
and 7 years and 6 months.
然后他做以色列的王33年之久,
and he became the king of all Israel for 33
years. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在大卫的身上看见,
in the life of David we see
他在神的面前多受管制,
he received much discipline from the Lord.
当他受各种各样的管制的时候,
when he was receiving all this discipline,
他也不怪人,
he would not blame people.
他服在神管制的手下,
he humbled himself under the mighty hands of God.
他在神的面前好好的学习,
he was there learning his lessons carefully.
如果我们读诗篇的话,
if you read the book of Psalms,
我们知道诗篇是成为大卫的诗篇,
we consider Psalms the songs of David.
虽然不都是他所写的,
not all the songs were written by him,
但是大部分是大卫所写的,
the majority of the Psalms were written by him.
我们在哪里读诗篇的时候,
when you read the book of Psalms,
我们可以说大卫他的经历, 那是多方面的,
we can see the fullness of his experience.
他经过苦难,
he's gone through deep suffering.
他也经过, 祝福,
and he also had received much blessing.
他经过失败,
he also gone through much failure.
他也经过得胜,
he also know what's victory.
我们看见他是各种各样的经历都经过,
so we can see all kinds of experiences he had gone through it himself.
在那些管教的里面,
in the discipline he learned to know God.
所以他的诗篇就是发表他对神的认识,
and so the songs are the expression of his knowledge of God.
为什么我们今天喜欢读诗篇呢?
Why do we want to read Psalm?
因为诗篇不是讲道理,
because Psalm does not speak of doctrine.
诗篇是把他的经历交通给我们,
because Psalm speaks of experience before the Lord.
我们在诗篇里面我们碰到了神,
because in the book of Psalms we meet the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为着这个缘故,
because of this reason,
我们需要在神的面前接受他的管制,
we need to receive God's discipline.
在新约的里面,
in the New Testament,
我们也可以举一个例子,
we can give another example.
我想那是很明显的, 就是彼得,
and it's very clear, it's Peter.
在12个门徒中间,
of all the 12 disciples,
我们可以说彼得他是一个天生的领袖,
you can say that Peter was a natural born leader.
因为你看见每一次说话都是他在那里讲话,
we can see that every time anybody opens the mouth, it was Peter's mouth.
但是稀奇的是在这里,
but interesting thing happened.
我们看见彼得他很容易开口,
we know that Peter so quickly to open his mouth,
并且他开口都是开在别人之前的,
and he, when he opened his mouth is always in front of people,
他认为自己就是那个领袖了,
because he considered himself to be a leader.
他可以代表其他的门徒说话,
he can represent all the other disciples.
但是很稀奇的事情,
but strangely enough,
当他开口的时候,
whenever he opened his mouth,
我们的主就闭他的口,
and our Lord shut his mouth.
主在那里就深深地对付他,
the Lord disciplined him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见有一个原则,
here we see one principle.
天生有领袖才干的人,
if anybody has a natural leadership ability,
这个人就不配做属灵的领袖,
this person cannot be qualified.